and welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today, my guest is Lisa Kelly, Information Services Director at the Nebraska Library Commission. Among Lisa's areas of expertise is book groups. I invited Lisa to join me today as we look forward to this new year, knowing that as we plan our fun New Year's resolutions, plenty of people think this may be the year they finally get a book group together. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pat.
What advice would you provide to people considering forming a book group?
Who do you want to gather? Are they neighbors? Are they a group of people that you don't typically see and you just want an excuse to get together and call it a book group? or larger come and go, like your Sunday school class, where there's not a regular attendance? My advice would be make sure that there's chemistry in the group. A lot can go wrong in a group, and they can go perhaps in a different direction, especially if you're really wanting to discuss the book. So chemistry is important. What kind of books do you want to read? Do you want to read the Nebraska 150 books? Do you want to read all nonfiction genre? Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of groups that have been formed. How are you going to pick them? Who's going to pick them? And where will you meet? I've observed that folding chairs don't produce a very long conversation, but comfy upholstered furniture can really make a difference in how long people want to stay.
I wouldn't have known to think about that.
So, you know, your church folding chairs are only going to get about an hour and 15 minutes of discussion. I haven't really studied this in length, but I do think that the seating has mm-hmm. an effect on the length of your meeting. How often will the group meet? Mm-hmm. Most groups meet monthly, but to some that's a big demand on their reading.
That you need to read a particular book within the month, absolutely.
Right, because I'm already a reader and I have to interject titles that I didn't pick.
As librarians, of course, we're always in the business of thinking, how do we insert the library into the services that people might consider? Is there a role that libraries play typically in terms of book groups?
Absolutely. One of my criteria for my book group, and again, speaking for myself, is that the library has to own copies of the book mm-hmm. for us to select it. If you're an avid reader, the last thing you want to do is acquire a book that you wouldn't typically want to buy. Mm-hmm. And some people just don't want to buy books. It's right. their quest to get through borrowing and not have a bunch on their shelf. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of people in the middle. And my particular library, the Nebraska Library Commission, has made a huge business providing book club kits. For example, any community in Nebraska, a library can contact us and say, I need 8 copies of the same kind of different as me. I need 10 copies of A Redbird Christmas. Give us their dates. We'll mail them to you, and they're due after your club has discussed the title. I never had any notion that that would be such gangbuster business for us.
So throughout the state of Nebraska, people might want to contact their local library to be able to tune in to that particular service.
Correct. It works like interlibrary loan. So we work with librarians, and so many communities are increasing the book groups in their towns mm-hmm. from 3 to 4 to 6. So they're supporting a lot of groups.
When you consider what kind of book you would want to make into a kit, what kind of criteria do you have in mind for a good book group book?
That's an excellent question. Fiction, nonfiction, young adult, graphic novels, we have all kinds of things in our book club collection. And I take 2 librarians with me when we go to the Lincoln City Library book sale to buy kits. And we all have our eye on whatever we've read recently. But selecting for a book group is different than picking a book for myself. So like One Book, One Lincoln, mm-hmm. are there going to be good things to discuss? Mm-hmm. Are there going to be meaty characters? Is it going to teach me something that I didn't know before? So nonfiction, it really, I think, is an excellent choice that people perhaps don't always think about for book clubs.
I find the same thing to be true in the sense of a lot of nonfiction, especially narrative nonfiction, mm-hmm. meets a lot of criterion, being a strong story, having a lot of issues to it. And maybe, as you said, people learn something new, which gives a different flavor to a discussion, certainly. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued where superstar librarian Nancy Pearl talks about gateways into reading.
Yes.
I believe she talks about plot, character, writing, and setting perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I think in book group discussions, the way people talk about books reveal which of those is their most important aspect. So I could also see how for a book group choice, you'd want to incorporate all of those things into consideration of a book.
Mm-hmm. And when a new person joins the group, I'll ask them, what do you read for?
Mm-hmm.
What is your sweet spot in reading? And that reveals to us a little bit about them and what they might select and what they might react favorably to.
I believe that you brought along a title today that you have seen as an excellent book group choice, a recent title.
Mm-hmm. For my book group, I selected last year My Life on the Road by Gloria Steinem. And I had read the Ruth Bader Ginsburg book about the same time, and there was some overlap about women's issues and certainly issues in women's history that I didn't know and was ashamed that I didn't know. So I read that. Actually, I listened to it, and Deborah Winger read it to me.
Oh, is that right?
And audiobooks for me are such a joy. Mm-hmm. But her voice was perfect for Gloria Steinem's voice. I learned so much that I didn't know about things while I was alive, which is a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I was in grade school and junior high school, maybe wasn't paying attention. But her childhood was certainly different from mine, and what made it a great choice is nobody in the club had read it. So I read it once, and my coworker read it, and we discussed it together, and then I read it again to make sure. I thought, was it too political? Would it be too would there be issues that might be difficult to discuss? But, of course, it was a great group selection, and we had a great discussion about the things that we learned about her.
So in My Life on the Road by Gloria Steinem, it's a sort of a combination both of sort of a personal memoir of a growing up that I believe included a lot of travel and moving around.
Yes.
As well as, and I would expect, her becoming the personality that she is known
yes.
as now.
Her father made them pack up annually to go places and didn't always have the wherewithal to pay for gas to get from A to B. But it certainly made her into the person she was and how she defined home very differently than I define home.
That would be great fodder for a book group discussion, no doubt about it. So you've been the leader of a book group for several years. What's the secret to your success?
I have great folks who want to read with me. They are appreciative that everyone finishes the book and is able to discuss it when we get together. And we're a group that really wants to dig into a conversation about that. I have upholstered furniture, so that sometimes we can go 2 hours or a little longer. And for me, I consider that a success when you've spent maybe 10, 12 hours reading a book, to really spend some time talking about that. And the joy of a book group is, if I've really not enjoyed a book, a discussion can make me see it differently,
mm-hmm.
Grab the gems that I would not have otherwise, or seen the joy that someone else has really gotten out of that book that turns my opinion around.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the opinion is what matters. And I never ask, did you like it?
It's not so much about what did you like it or not. It's more about what did you find in it?
Mm-hmm. What did you discover?
When I was in a book group previously, there was often the experience of thinking, did we read the same book?
We've asked the same question. And that's what – sometimes I talk about even a confidentiality in a book group by what you reveal and the mm-hmm. chemistry, and perhaps you do reveal something quite personal. I don't mean for it to be a therapy group, but sometimes a book can unearth something quite personal in someone, and they'll reveal something.
One of the things that intrigues me about book groups is that it's a combination both of – books and personalities. And I'm aware that many people maybe come and go in book groups or maybe have to struggle a little bit to find the book group that is the right fit. What's been your experience of what we might call book group churn?
That I've certainly observed it to be true. Some of the people that have come to my group have come to our group as a result of a bad taste in their mouth from the previous book group that they were in, not being oriented to talk about the book as intensely as they would like.
Mm-hmm.
And my group has a reputation after 15 years of being one that does. But I'm also inclined to not accept all invitations because I have a small home and I value the chemistry that we have and the temperament of the people and the personalities to know that we can take on some topics that might be difficult to discuss.
Are there certain ways that an established book group is successful in bringing in new members then?
Absolutely. Certainly there's turnover from moving and people.
Sure.
So I don't want to make it sound like we're pledging to the group, but we do talk about should it be right to have a new member come? And one of my book club members said, well, we definitely need more men in the group if you're going to invite another woman. So we've actually worked very hard to recruit. We have 3 men in my group now. Mm-hmm. And that's not typical. I'm going to guess that your book group is primarily female. And I like having 3 males in the group. I think it can change the nature of a conversation.
How has being in the book group impacted your reading life?
It's certainly taken me to new places, reading about Siberia, charlatan doctors, because everyone else has a different reading habit.
Uh-huh.
One group member really likes books on Russia. I would never go to those myself.
Mm-hmm.
But as we celebrated our 15-year anniversary, I printed out the list of everything we'd read. And without fail, people picked the title that was the zinger, the one they would never have selected and really, really enjoyed. So it takes you to places you wouldn't normally have selected for yourself, mostly for the good. Frustratingly, sometimes, not always, but that's the joy of the book group when you commit. So I've enjoyed some of those books very much.
One of the things about a book group as we think about what does it bring to us is that reading is such a solitary activity. And as you mentioned, it might take 10 to 15 hours to read a book. And then often it's those moments, minutes, hours in conversation with others that remarkably builds on that solitary activity.
I think it creates a unique friendship mm-hmm. when you have reading in common with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because very often we have movies in common or other things, but reading I find to be a much more intimate thing to have in common with someone. So I really savor those hours and treasure my book group and the people who continue to come. It's time well spent for me, and when I've given them an opportunity to have a conversation, it's a real thrill for that to happen.
So for some of our listeners, this could be the year that they do get that book group underway.
Perhaps so.
Lisa, thanks so much for joining me today to talk about book groups.
You're welcome.
The book that Lisa reviewed today and mentioned in terms of book groups is My Life on the Road by Gloria Steinem. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.